Yes, I'm back. My name's Brian and Clarity Radio. Same date, October 11th, 2024, how I used to be. I'm just a little bit impaired. So this is kind of what we're talking about. When someone takes on someone else's bad karma, in a lot of cases, they are a little bit impaired at times. And when these individuals get this bad karma lifted because they took it on from someone else, people will say, hey, you're back to how you used to be. And that's what's going on this planet. That there's an incredible change going on, which I'm privy to. I spoke to the spiritual council while I was sleeping. I sat down with them, they went over and they reminded me what I agreed to and what we discussed. And wow. Like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. So with the 80 million people, we don't have people in the United States that is programmed for World War III. They don't have the purpose gene. So this is something to celebrate. But there's still other stuff going on. Let's take, for example, I don't know what's going to happen in this area, but it's going to be very interesting. So you take 50% of all the evangelical ministers. So 50% took the good karma from the other 50%. So today, the ministers who have been going through bad karma, today they're getting their good karma back. The ones that stole, and they didn't really steal, it was just the dark side having control of the matrix and doing a blanket change. But some could say they stole it. But not really. They didn't do it on a conscious level. But needless to say, the ones that was reaping all the good stuff, making millions and everything else, buying jets and everything else, well, a lot of them, they're going to lose that good karma, and it's going back to someone else, and they're going to get their bad karma back. That's what's going to happen in the United States, but not just in the United States. It's going to happen worldwide. There's a total switchover. So I have no idea what's going to happen in that area. But one thing I do know, the ones that have been suffering, going through other people's bad karma, their life is going to get much better. Their family life is going to get much better. That's what I do know. And then on top of that, I always had a thought, you know, and listen, Americans, Canadians, you know, I love everyone. But it's been often said that by Americans, not by everyone, that Canada is the dumb cousin. We're known to America, some Americans, politicians, that we are the dumb cousin. And I, for the first time, finally understood what it meant. You see, Canada has a population of over 38 million. That's according to 2022. So just over 38 million. It's possible it's 40 million, but it doesn't matter. And so this is what I feel like I'm Columbo and I've got the egg in my hand and I'm saying, can I ask one more question? Remember Columbo? It's like I've got the egg, but I don't really want to eat the egg because I'm thinking about my wife that no one ever gets to see. And so, Columbo, I don't remember ever seeing his wife on the show, but he spoke about his wife. Maybe I missed that segment. But here's the deal. My God, karma, karma, karma. How do I say this? Should I say this? Am I going to get myself in trouble? Yes? No? Good. Okay. So here we go. So today, again, just over 38 million Canadians, 6 million Canadians sent the bad karma that they took on for the 6 million Americans. 6 million Canadians sent their bad karma back to the 6 million. And the 6 million Americans sent the good karma that they took from Canada back to the 6 million in Canada. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. And now he's saying, Brian, it's actually higher. He's saying it's 10 million. Is it 10 million? It's 10 million. He says it's 10 million. So 10 million Canadians sent the bad karma back to 10 million Americans and vice versa. And I go, my God, I'm thinking the amount is high. But he's saying, Brian, it's 6 million Canadians sent their bad karma back to the folks in England. Am I correct, Pendulum? So 6 million Canadians today got their good karma back from the folks in England. In other words, 6 million people living in England had someone else's good karma. So I'm just thinking, I can just go around to different countries. And then I was told 2 million people from France, 2 million Canadians was taken on bad karma for 2 million in France. And I mean, the numbers are staggering. But I can go to the rest of Canada. You know, there's 2 million Jewish people in Israel. They lost their good karma. They took it from 2 million individuals in Canada. So I'm thinking back. You know where I'm going with this. Come on. That's why we are considered the dumb cousin. Because we're taking on other people's karmic debt, spiritual debt. Hang on for 1 second. He says the numbers are correct. He says nothing's untrue. So this is where I'm going with this. I'm not saying for Americans to be angry with Canada, for Canada to be angry with Americans. No, we love each other. It just is. This is what this transition is all about. I can take a look at the rest of the world. I'm not going to go there. But now the future of Canada, our government, is going to be better off because we're not the percentage, large percentage of our population is not taking on other countries, individual citizens' bad debts. So the future for Canada is going to be better. We just got a bad deal. It's just part of the matrix where the dark side had total control of the programming of the matrix, the crystal lattice. And so they don't have that control anymore. They're not allowed to do what they've done to us. So it's a good day for the world. We're not going to have a nuclear war. But at the same time, it's not good for those who got their bad karma back. On some level, that sucks. I get it. But that's just the way it is. And this is why it's important. This is why it's important to try to do good. Don't try and hurt people. Don't slander people. Don't abuse people. Particularly me, the work I'm doing. Because I will go to the Father. I said, Father, are you going to look after that problem? And he does. A lot of people who've been bad-mouthing the light, they're going to be going through their bad karma a lot sooner than they think. And these were the ones that transferred their bad karma to someone else. Then on top of that, they're taking on someone's good karma, but they're bad-mouthing the ones that they sent the bad karma to. So this is a very interesting day. This is a very interesting day. It's a very powerful day. And for the light, it's a good day. So when we come back, we're going to talk about world leaders. This is what we're going to talk about. And let me see what I have to say. At the end of the day, the intent of the spiritual council of the light is to see peace on this planet. That is the intent. And I believe this change, this transition where the dark had power has been transferred over to the light, we have a much better chance of achieving that goal. So my name is Brian. We're going to be right back. And it's October 11th, 2024, and you're listening to Yes, You Know That, Clarity Radio. Thank you.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what. If only tears were laughter, if only night was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, sheltered from the storm. No matter where it's barren, a dream is being born. Thank you. That's all that matters now, no matter what. No, no matter what. No, no matter what.
No, no matter. That's all that matters.
No, no matter what.
No, no matter. That's all that matters.
No, no matter.
No, no matter. That's all that matters.
No matter what,
that's all that matters to me.